My brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed 4th of July weekend to all of you. Hopefully you're ready to shoot off some fireworks and have some celebrations with your family in honor of our country. I don't know if you were up this morning, but God was shooting off his own fireworks with the thunder and the lightning this morning. It was pretty beautiful. But it's important on this weekend to especially thank God for the gift of our country and to remember all of the sacrifices that it took for us to be able to be in this freedom that we experience, especially the religious freedom that we have. It takes a bit of a sacrifice, and it's definitely a reflection. The freedom that we have in this country is a reflection of what Jesus has done for us. He's achieved freedom for us. He's the one that gives us truly the gift to be free, to do as we wish, and especially to do it in conformity with what he teaches us, to be his disciples. I love this this saying at the end of this gospel. He says, whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, to one of my disciples, will not lose his reward. So that's one way to get to heaven. You just have to give somebody who believes in Jesus a glass of cold water. That seems pretty easy to get to heaven, or a cold beer. So, but for sure, you know, those acts of charity, of kindness, especially towards those who are doing the work of Christ, are especially blessed by God. So we do those as often as we can. To be a follower of Jesus is a challenge, though. We can see that here in the gospel at the beginning, where Jesus says that you can't love your mom and your dad more than me, otherwise you're not worthy of me, or even your sons or daughters. Whoever loves them more than me is not worthy of me. You have to take up your cross and to follow me. And in another gospel, we know that Jesus says that he goes so far as to say that you need to hate your parents or hate your family. And so, of course, Jesus isn't teaching us about a teenager's disdain for parents. Or instead, what's Jesus trying to get us to do? He's telling us that we have to, at some point, be able to leave our parents, not be reliant upon them to fly the nest after the chick has grown up and grown its wings, to be able to be, to leave, to put into practice what our parents have given us, and to really appreciate their gifts, to have a true respect for them, is to carry on the good gifts that they have given us and be true to them and follow through on them. And so to especially do that in regards to the gifts that we've received in this country. What is it that we have received, especially from the sacrifices of others, laying down their lives for their country? How are we truly thankful for them, and are we doing what we can to ensure that freedom and the gifts that we have received in this country are going to be perpetuated and even increased for the greater betterment of all? Or are we simply sitting as armchair warriors and picking on our country, which is easy? It's easy to do, to fall back into a ridicule and to scoff at the country and scoff at others. So Jesus isn't encouraging us to do that at all. He wants us to be willing to, teaching us to lay down our lives for our friends, to lay down our lives for one another. So key to following him. There was a nice tribute to JFK at the Capitol grounds yesterday during their summer concert, and they played his quote over the loudspeakers, him saying, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Having a true thankfulness in our hearts is the only way that this can happen, rather than saying, well, how come my country isn't doing more for me and things aren't going my way? One of the ways to get through that and to actually have things go the way they should be going is to get active and to take up our own cross and to follow Christ, to follow his example, to do what he taught us to do. And as Christians, we're already there. In that second reading, we heard that. St. Paul says, are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ, in other words, those of us who are disciples of Christ, are you unaware that we were also baptized into his death? We're up there with him already. Christ is our leader in the faith. He has shown us how to love. Are we unaware that we are there with him? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, we too might live in this newness of life. And so how are we going to experience the freedom, and how are we going to be able to perpetuate it? It's by laying down our lives and to acknowledge that that has happened in our faith, that we have already died to the things of this world, that we've passed on, that we're looking forward to what God is doing and how he is fully alive. We can see that the woman in this first reading was looking ahead. She didn't have any children of her own, so in a certain sense, she was dead to this world. And she and her husband would instead invite the prophet in, Elisha, and listen to him and hear him speak about God and show them the way to heaven. Forward thinking, past the things of this world, dead to the things of this world. They were looking and longing for the things to come. My brothers and sisters, we have to do this. Not thinking about ourselves and what can I have from this country? What can I have from my family? But to press forward, to be dead to the things of this world, and to be looking to the things of God and the freedom that he gives, which is the best freedom of all. That is to live forever, to have every grace that I need, to be at peace with others and with God. And of course, God gives us a deeper participation in this freedom every time we come to Mass. When we come to Mass, we are expressing our religious freedom. We are preserving our religious freedom. How many people are there in our country even who don't go to Mass regularly? That freedom won't always be there. It's a freedom that we have. If we don't practice that, if we don't live that freedom, it's going to be lost. It'll be snatched away from us. The evil one comes and gobbles up all of those graces that we don't use, that we don't put into practice. And so we should do everything in our power to put into practice this freedom that we have, so that it is preserved. It comes from God. He gives it to us freely, so that we in turn will bless others with it in what we do, especially as we lay down our lives for others. Let's pray for that grace, especially in this, as we celebrate the 4th of July, the freedoms that we have, and as we come to this Mass and worship God and ask him to bless our country. Let's ask for that grace to be able to love God and love one another as we receive him now in this Holy Eucharist.